This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were present. The meeting held in the wake of the ceasefire arrived at between the two countries yesterday after the Directors General of Military Operations, DGMOs of the two countries, spoke to each other. The DGMOs of the two countries are scheduled to talk again tomorrow. A report by our correspondent.
The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India yesterday, and it was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea. Instructions were given on both sides to give effect to the understanding. However, during the late night briefing, Foreign Secretary Bikram Misri said there have been repeated violations of the understanding by Pakistan after talks between DGMOs of both sides. India took very serious notice of these violations, and the armed forces gave adequate and appropriate response to these violations. India called upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. The armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on the situation. India says that any future act of terror will be considered as an act of war against it, and New Delhi will respond accordingly. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The world leaders have welcomed the ceasefire between India and Pakistan as a key move to reduce tensions between the two countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the development, urging both nations to build on this progress. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has described the ceasefire as hugely welcome and called on both countries to maintain calm. EU Foreign Chief Kaya Kallas emphasized the significance of the ceasefire and the need for vigilance to ensure it holds. Saudi Arabia's foreign ministry, in a statement, expressed optimism that the ceasefire will contribute to the restoration of peace and security in the region. The Indian Air Force, IAF, has said it has successfully executed its assigned tasks with precision and professionalism in Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, the IAF said operations were conducted in a deliberate and discreet manner aligned with national objectives. It said, since the operations are still ongoing, a detailed briefing will be conducted in due course. It urged all to refrain from speculation and dissemination of unverified information. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said Operation Sindoor is not just a military action, but a symbol of India's political, social and strategic will. The Defence Minister said this after virtually inaugurating the BrahMos Aerospace Integration and Testing Facility in Lucknow today. The Defence Minister said the operation has shown that whenever India takes any action against terrorism, even the land across the border will not be safe for the terrorists and their masters.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य कार्रवाई भर नहीं है बल्कि भारत की राजनीतिक सामाजिक और सामरिक इच्छा शक्ति का प्रतीक है यह ऑपरेशन आतंकवाद के खिलाफ भारत की दृढ़ इच्छा शक्ति का और सैन्य शक्ति की क्षमता और संकल्प शक्ति का भी प्रदर्शन है हमने दिखाया है भारत आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जब भी कोई कार्रवाई करेगा तो आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए सरहद पार की जमीन भी सुरक्षित नहीं रहेगी
Talking about BrahMos, Defence Minister said BrahMos is a confluence of the highest defence technology of India and Russia. He said in the coming times, it will create direct or indirect employment opportunities and this region will emerge as a growth centre. He said that self-reliance in the defence sector has a very broad meaning. India is moving ahead with the idea that India has to make arms and equipment for ourselves and at the same time export them to the entire world. The flight operations at the Delhi airport are running smoothly. However, in light of the evolving airspace dynamics and heightened security protocols, the Delhi International Airport said there may be adjustments to flight schedules and longer wait times at security checkpoints. It said passengers are advised to stay updated through their respective airlines' communication channels, adhere to prescribed guidelines for cabin and check-in baggage, and arrive well in advance to accommodate possible security delays. National Technology Day is being celebrated today. The day commemorates India's successful testing of nuclear bombs in Pokhran, Rajasthan on this day in 1998. The day honors the contributions of scientists, engineers and innovators to country's technological expertise and the launch of India's first indigenous aircraft, Hansa 3. It also memorializes the sixth global nuclear test, demonstrating India's global position. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that on the National Technology Day, India salutes the scientists, engineers and technicians who contribute by developing new technologies for bringing positive change in the lives of the countrymen. Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, attended a function organized by the Department of Science and Technology in New Delhi today. He also inaugurated a blood camp at Ambedkar International Center in the national capital. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for direct talks with Ukraine, saying it should start without delay as early as the 15th of May. In a televised address from Kremlin, President Putin said he would not rule out the course of the talks, which he proposed should happen in Turkey's capital, Istanbul. Russia and Ukraine may be able to agree upon new ceasefires. Mr. Putin further said he would speak to Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan today to discuss the details. However, so far Kyiv has not commented on the proposal from Putin. During his statement, Putin also accused Ukraine of having repeatedly failed to respond to three ceasefire proposals from Moscow. Ukraine has previously said Russian attacks continue throughout these periods. On the other hand, Russia has also made similar claims about Ukraine. President Putin's statement comes hours after European leaders, including UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron, held talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine in an attempt to put pressure on Russia to agree to a 30-day ceasefire, threatening Moscow with massive sanctions if it refuses. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has said his country will not back down on its nuclear rights in the negotiations with the US. The statement came as the two countries are set to hold a new round of nuclear talks in Oman today. Speaking at the 4th Arab-Iranian Dialogue Conference in Doha yesterday, Araghchi reiterated that Iran has always been a committed member of the nuclear non-proliferation and maintains its rights to the peaceful use of nuclear energy, including uranium enrichment. He affirmed that Iran is not seeking nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction have no place in his country's security doctrine. In Khelo India Youth Games, Maharashtra continues to hold top position in medal tally with a haul of 74 medals, including 27 gold and 22 silver. Karnataka is at the second position with 39 medals, including 14 gold and 19 silver, and Rajasthan has maintained third position in medal tally. Rajasthan has won 23 medals, including 11 gold and 4 silver. Today is the 8th day of the games and several new events like boxing, wrestling, yogasan and fencing are being played at different venues. After Gatka, the second martial art game, Kalaripayattu has also started today. Our correspondent reports that events of hockey are being played in Rajgir Sports Complex and football matches at Begusarai. In women's cricket, chasing the target of 343 runs, host Sri Lanka were 141 for 3 in 28 overs against India in Colombo in the final of the Tri-Nation ODI series. Earlier, opting to bat first, India posted 342 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. For India, Smriti Mandhana smashed a magnificent century, posting 116 off 101 balls, followed by Harleen Deol with 47 runs and Jemima Rodrigues with 44. Seasoned archer Deepika Kumari and Partha Lunke bagged bronze medals as India finished their campaign with 7 medals at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 today in Shanghai, China. In a tense bronze medal match, Deepika defeated Tokyo Olympic team gold medalist Kang Chiayung of Korea with a 7-3 scoreline. Her victory marked India's first medal of the year in the women's recurve category and her 12th individual World Cup medal. She delivered 2 outstanding final sets, scoring a perfect 30 and a near-perfect 29 to secure the win. Deepika was the only non-Korean to reach the women's recurve semi-finals, preventing a Korean sweep by clinching bronze after a 1-7 loss to Paris Olympic champion Lim Si-yoon in the semi-final. Mother's Day is being celebrated across the world today. Observed on the second Sunday of May every year, it is a time for families to express gratitude and appreciation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.